Long ago, when the Earth was first made, there was only one. No, that's not true. What I'm telling you, there were two tigers. He and she and he. And they both lived together in a deep, dark cave. One day, they looked out and saw the bright sunshine streaming through the canopy of the trees and dappling the lush green grass. Oh, she sighed as she looked outside. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Yes, he nodded. I agree. It would be lovely to see tiger cubs playing outside in the grass.
Because, well, children like to play outside in the grass. You do, don't you? And then they would be running around together, having lots of fun. Because children love to run around together and have lots of fun, don't you?
And sometimes they might get in a fight.
Because children do sometimes get into a fight, don't you?
I think you do.
Oh, and then I suppose we would have to tell them off. Oh, yes, we would have to tell them off.
Because, children, you do need to be told off sometimes.
I think you do. Oh, yes, you do.
One day, she said to him, I'm going away. He looked at her. He blinked.
But... Why are you going away?
I'm going to see Shao. He's old, kind and wise. He lives in the skies. And I'm going to ask Shao how many tiger cubs we can have. She turned, and she started to walk out of the cave. He watched her. He was a big tiger, strong and tough and brave. But now big silver glistening tears filled his eyes. They trickled down his stripy face and splashed onto the hard rocky floor of the cave where they made two big puddles. He watched her as she left the cave. He watched her as she walked through the long sunny green grass where perhaps one day tiger cubs might play. He watched her as she walked towards the tall, slim, slender stems of green and golden waving bamboo. It waved gently, softly, hushly in the hot breeze. Let's softly wave like the green and golden bamboo. Hushly waving, hushly waving, hushly waving, hushly waving, hushly waving. Soon she reached the fringe of the forest where the banana trees grew, and she walked beneath the great green and yellow luscious bunches of bananas. And I want you to put your hands out in front of you so that they look like great bunches of lovely bananas. And you can say, I'm a bunch of bananas. She pushed past, brushed past great green bushes with enormous curly-whirly leaves that shone and shimmered with a rainbow sheen, just like the tail feathers of a cockerel in the morning when he crows at the dawning. Let's show that we can crow just like a cockerel with his shiny, shimmering, rainbow-sheeny tail. Are you ready? She met a cloud, a white cloud, a cloud of white butterflies. Let's be butterflies with our hands and our arms.
Butterflies, flutterflies, flutter, flutter, butterflies, rising and falling, swirling and whirling, butterflies, flutterflies, flutter, flutter, butterflies, swirling, whirling, rising and falling. On she went, deeper into the dark green forest. And then she pricks up her ears, for she hears the distant barking of deers. She heard the herd. Let's bark like the deer. When she reaches the very heart of the forest, she needs to rest. She pauses for a while and can't help but smile at the monkeys in the trees, chittering and chattering frantically. But soon she's on her way. She doesn't want to waste a moment of that day, and her great paws pad softly through the forest undergrowth. She heads for Shao's mountain, tree-covered, tree-draped. When she reaches the foot of his mountain, she scrambles over the crumbling rocks. She scrambles over the broken boulders. She scrambles over the stony scree. None of it easily. But then it doesn't take her very long, because she is tiger strong, to reach halfway up the mountain, to reach its knee. Halfway, you see, between earth and sky. She has to climb more, but she's steady and she's sure. She climbs above the tree line. Up she goes to where it snows. And when she reaches the very tip top of the mountain, when she reaches the peak, she takes a great leap into the sky world. Now she found herself by a great stone wall. She put her two great front paws on top of the wall and hauled herself up to look over. And there she saw Shao's house, glittering and glistening gold in the sunshine. And she saw his garden. And all around his garden there were flowers, the colours of the rainbow. Oh, I don't know the colours of the rainbow, so you'll have to help me. There were flowers. There were flowers. There were flowers. There were flowers. Now I'm going to chime a little bell, and then I want you to tell me one other colour of the rainbow. Then Tiger saw a tree, a plum tree, full of fruit, laden with plump purple plums. And all around the bottom of the plum tree, she could see children skipping and dancing and playing and singing. And then she heard a tinkling and a jingling and a jingling and a jangling. And she saw Shao. He was walking slowly and gently over the soft green grass. Around his waist he wore a belt, and from the belt hung silver coins that were tinkling and a jingling and a jingling and a jangling. And he walked over to his big stone wall. He gently asked, with a frown, "Tiger, what are you doing here? Why, you shouldn't be up in the sky. You should be on the land of your birth. You should be down on the earth." Tiger bowed, and she spoke softly and humbly, "Oh, Shao, I've come to ask you how many cubs we could have." Shao stepped back, put one finger to his lips, smiled, and after a little while spoke softly and gently. "Tiger, you are a beautiful creature in every single stripy feature, and of course I'll tell you how many cubs you can have. Now let me see.
What will it be? Ah, yes. Tiger, you can have 9 little babies every year. Yes, 9 little tiger cubs will appear every year. Tiger, you can have 9 in one. A great sunshine smile beamed across Tiger's face. Oh, thank you, Shao. Now that I know, I must go and tell my mate. Wait, Shao called out, but he didn't shout. Don't go until you know, until you've learned. Tiger, she stopped. Tiger, she turned. Shao, he looked somehow somber and stern. Tiger, you can have 9 cubs every year, but I fear if you forget those words, 9 in one, well, he shook his head a little. I won't be able to help you. If you forget, you'll have none, and there's nothing to be done. She knitted her brow. Then I must go now. Thank you, Shao, but I must tell my mate before it's too late. And she leapt out of the sky world and landed on the tip-top peak of the mountain. She raced down to the knee, and there she could see the canopy of the forest. Soon she was at the bottom of the mountain, and she scrambled over the boulders, she scrambled over the stones, she scrambled over the rocks, she scrambled over the scree, and came to a stop very suddenly. She panted.
9 in 1, 9 in 1. I mustn't forget, otherwise I will get none.
She sat on her haunches and sighed. And groaned.
Oh, no. I've got a terrible memory and I'm bound to forget.
As she sat there, slowly she became aware of the forest birds singing everywhere. She spluttered a smile.
Oh, that's what I'll do. Oh, thank you. Thank you, birds. I'll make up a song about 9 in 1 as I walk along. Oh, but it's going to be hard for me, because I'm not a bird that sings in a tree. And tigers don't sing normally, you see. But I'm going to try.
Are you ready to sing along with Tiger as she sings her song through the forest, through the trees? Are you ready? Here we go.
9 in 1, grr, grr. 9 in 1, grr, grr. I will sing this little song as I smile and walk along.
Tiger, she came to the trees with the chittery chattery monkeys.
Nine in one, grr, grr. Nine in one, grr, grr. I will sing this little song as I smile and walk along.
The barking of the wild deer. She heard the herd.
Ah! 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 Ah!
And on she went.
9 in 1. Grr, grr. 9 in 1. Grr, grr. I will sing
this little song as I smile and walk along. Soon she reached the cloud, the white cloud, the cloud of white butterflies. Butterflies, flutterflies, flutter, flutter, butterflies, rising and falling, swirling and whirling. Butterflies, flutterflies, flutter, flutter, butterflies, swirling, whirling, whirling and swirling, rising and falling. Nine in one, grr, grr. Nine in one, grr, grr. I will sing this little song as I smile and walk along. The big, fat, black U-bird. She squawked. Are you ready to squawk? And she flapped her wings wildly. Ready to flap your wings wildly? She sat at the top of her tree, amidst green leaves and pink petals.
Something is wrong. Tiger, she's walking along singing a song. Nine in one! Now normally, she's miserable and menacing. Sour, sad. She should be gloomy and glum, not a happy singing one. I'm going to fly up into the sky. I'm going to ask Shao, how come Tiger is not miserable and glum? Why is she a happy one?
She flew out of her tree. She flew over the forest. She flew higher than the mountain. She flew high, high, high into the sky world and landed on Shao's garden wall. And she saw all the flowers, the colours of the rainbow, and then the tinkling, the jingling, the jangling of the silver coins on Shao's belt. He walked slowly, gently, over the soft green grass. With a frown, he gently asked,
"You bird, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be up here. You should be on the earth. That's the land of your birth."
The U-bird bowed deeply and humbly.
Oh, Shao, I've come to ask you, how come a tiger, who is normally miserable and glum, is singing a song and seems to be a very happy one?
Shao smiled. Oh, U-bird, I'll tell you why she's happy. She was here a short time ago, and I let her know how many cubs she could have. The U-bird narrowed her eyes.
You told her how many cubs she could have?
Oh, yes, said Shao. She asked and I told her.
Well, how many baby tigers can she have?
Well, I told her she could have 9 cubs every year. The U-bird, are you ready? The U-bird squawked and the U-bird flapped her wings so wildly that she fell off the wall.
Squawk! Boom!
Shao slowly shook his head.
Shao, did you mean to say that she's going to have 9 cubs every single year?
He nodded.
Oh, she gasped. Oh, that means after the first year there'll be 9 tiger cubs in the forest and they'll eat up all the butterflies and... Oh, dear. After 2 years there'll be 18 tigers and they'll eat up all the wild deer. And after 3...
Do you know the number?
After 3, there'll be 27 cubs in the forest amongst the trees, and they'll gobble up all the chittery-chattery monkeys. And after 4,
do you know the number? Do you know how many?
There'll be 36 tigers in the forest, and they'll eat up all the birds, including, oh dear me!
She shook her head wildly.
No, no, no! This can never be! Shao, change your mind!
Shao spoke firmly, sternly, but softly. No, I am good and kind, and I will not change my mind. I told Tiger she could have 9 cubs every year, as long as she remembers. I told her that if she forgot the words 9 in 1, I wouldn't be able to help her. Nothing could be done, and she would have none. The U-Bird smiled slyly, secretly, inside her head, and then she said,
So if she forgets, she'll have none. Well, I think I know what has to be done. Thank you, Shao.
And she gave a deep and humble bow, and off she flew, for now she knew exactly what she had to do. And she landed in a tree at the foot of the mountain. And from her perch she listened. From her branch, thickly covered with glossy green leaves, she listened for Tiger's song, for she needed to know exactly which way to go. And before very long, she heard the song, weaving through the forest, winding through the trees, from far, far, far away. And now that she knew, she smiled and flew. She flew over the trees with the chittery-chattery monkeys. She flew over the wild deer and heard the barking of the herd. She flew over the white cloud of butterflies, rising and falling, swirling and whirling. Butterflies, flutterflies, flutter, flutter, butterflies. And as she flew along, so Tiger's song became louder and strong. Soon, U-Bird, in the sky, she looked down, and there she could spy Tiger in the forest. But she didn't stop, oh no. On she would go until she reached one of her favourite trees with pink petals and green leaves. And there she waited on a branch. There she waited for her chance. And it wasn't very long before Tiger came along singing her song.
9 in 1, grr, grr.
And when she reached the bottom of the tree, I want you to help me. The U-Bird, she squawked and flapped her wings wildly.
Squawk!
And the green leaves and the pink petals, they tumbled down, cascaded down, rained down, all around, on the ground and on the back and on the head and on the nose. Down they goes, falling onto Tiger. And Tiger, she stopped. Tiger, she looked, and Tiger, she said,
What? Pink petals? Green leaves?
U-Bird called down from the top of her tree,
Good day to you, Tiger!
Tiger, she looked up.
Good day to you, U-Bird.
Tiger, you seem to be happy. As you walk along, you're singing a merry song.
Oh, yes, U-Bird. I've just been to Shao, and he's taught me how many cubs I can have.
Oh, and tell me, Tiger, do, how many tiger cubs can you have?
I've forgotten. And that means that now, according to Shao, oh no, I'll have none.
Oh! And it was such a beautiful song!
Silvery tears filled her eyes, big, soft, round, black, glistening eyes, trickled down over her dusty, stripy face, and fell to the pink petals and green leaves.
I'm not going to have any babies, any tiger cubs. Oh, and I was listening to every word. Oh, yes, I can remember every single word that I heard.
Tiger, she sniffed. She wiped her nose with the back of a paw. She wiped the tears away from her eyes. She looked up.
What?
She said breathlessly, with a pounding heart. She hardly dared to believe what she thought she had heard.
You remember the words?
Oh, yes,
nodded the U-bird from her tree.
Of course I remember every single word.
Then will you help me?
Of course I will. I'm your friend, and friends are there to help each other in times of need. Ahem. 1 in 9. You were singing those words all the time. 1 in 9. Grr, grr.
Oh, thank you, you bird. You are a true bird. You are a true friend. Now I know. I'm going to have 1 tiger cub every 9 years. I must get home to my mate before it's too late, and I must sing my song as I walk along. Thank you, you bird. 1 in 9. Grr, grr. 1 in 9. Grr, grr. I will sing this little song as I smile and walk along. Soon she was pushing past, brushing past the bushes, the thick bushes, with the big curly-whirly leaves, the leaves that were green, the leaves that had a rainbow sheen, just like the tail feathers of a cockerel crowing in the morning, in the dawning.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
1 in 9. Grr, grr. 1 in 9. Grr, grr. I will sing this little song as I smile and walk along. And up above her in the trees, there and there and there, hung huge bunches of bananas, yellow and bright and green. And then she reached the tall, slender, slim stalks of green and golden bamboo. Come on, all of you, waving in the hot breeze. Hushly waving, hushly waving, hushly waving, hushly waving. 1 in 9, grr, grr. 1 in 9, grr, grr. I will sing this little song. At last she reached the lush green grass, where the sun dappled and danced. He came out to meet her. He came out to greet her. She panted.
I've just been to Shao, who lives in the skies. He's old and kind and wise. And I asked Shao how many cubs we could have, and he told me we can have
1 in 9. Grr, grr. 1 in 9. Grr, grr. I will sing this little song as I smile and walk along. 1 little baby. 1 little tiger. 1 little tiger cub. Every 9 years a cub. And so I hear, Tigers don't have 9 cubs every year, but maybe 1 or 2, but very few, might appear. Which is why you and I must look after the tigers that are left in our world.